Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Know that life is a gamble
all along. Winners are losers. Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, founder of Palo Alto Software. Lean Planning. Lean Plan is the new book, available wherever books are sold. E-version, hardback. It's a brand new book that is 21st century business planning. I encourage you to check it out. Tim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about what angel investors are looking for when you approach them for if you submit your business plan. And that's happening all over the country right now. Tim, many communities, hundreds,
yep,
maybe thousands, you know, of communities are doing this.
There's a site, Gust, like Gust of Wind, gust.com, right, has more than 600 of these groups like ours. Our group is in Eugene and Corvallis in Oregon, and there's about 35-40 of us. The membership changes each year. There's hundreds of these groups in a lot of local areas. We are hardly the center of the world in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
But there are six different local angel investment groups in this state that has only 3.5 million people. Mm-hmm. And this state isn't unusual for it. You're right. They're all over the country.
Yeah, I was involved in one just last year. So, so Tim, let's talk about a couple of other things. What are some other things that angels are looking for as a positive or a negative?
Scalable and defensible are pretty important. It has to be inherently scalable. Means essentially, you can sell 1,000 or you can sell 100 without having to hugely increase your headcount.
Mm-hmm.
You can move up in scale. Scalable means that service businesses aren't usually that interesting because the service businesses depend on having more people if they grow.
Right.
So that's scalable.
But I always thought scalable meant that you could expand the model. I always thought it meant you could expand the model like franchising, that the model, the business model, was good enough and strong enough that it would justify expansion.
You're right with that. I mean, that's also scalable. That's why service businesses will look to franchising to make themselves interesting to investors, because then you scale up over multiple locations. But the mainstream scalable is you're making widgets and you have an assembly of widgets and you can run a whole bunch of widgets through the assembly line, or like software.
Well, right. That's your background in software. When you think of scalable, you think of not having to just cranking out more ones and zeros.
Yes. When I went from service business as a consultant doing business plans to business plan software that sells, these days it's $20 a month. Well, while we're talking, you and I, people are buying my software. So that's scalable.
Right.
And it's the same software,
right,
whether 1,000 people a day buy it,
right,
or 10,000 people.
It's
a
what
day.
I've said.
That's
it's
scalable.
What I've said. What I've said to people, what Tim's talking about, folks, is where we've said you make money while you sleep.
Yes. Yeah. And then defensible is important too. Defensible might mean that you're a household word. Everybody thinks of you. You're the best and everybody knows it. You're hard to imitate. And if you have an interesting idea, it's not easy for some other business or other person with a lot of resources to just copy it and eat your lunch with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's defensible. It might be patents and it might be just market position.
Well,
the first
line of defense is, Are you imitating what's already been done? Is there room for you there? And is there anything special about your sauce that would make you able to break into that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that if you don't have something interesting and different, well, then it's hard to aspire to the kind of growth that makes it interesting for investors.
Right. Exactly.
You know.
So last thoughts. I got 20 seconds.
also the quality of the team. We want people who don't know everything, are able to learn, and we want people who have a track record, who've been involved in startups before, so they have some experience of what that's like.
Right. Well said. Well said. Tim, good job today. Thanks for bringing us this great information, and thanks for more than 18 great years. Come back again real soon.
Thank you, Jim. Enjoy it thoroughly.
Give us the website again, please.
Bplans.com.
All right, so that's where you can find out more about how to do a business plan. And don't forget, the product is Life Plan, and the book is
LeanPlan.com.
LeanPlan. That's the new book. All right, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.